Bonjour les amis, welcome to French Pod. Hey, I'm Marie.
Bonjour Erika, bonjour à tous.
Newbie lesson, and it's called What's Going On?
What's going on today?
Well, we have a person and he sees a crowd of people on the street, and like all curious people, he wants to know what's going on.
Qu'est-ce qui se passe?
What's going on? Qu'est-ce qui se passe? Okay, let's listen to the dialogue three times. Afterwards, we're going to come back and tell you, qu'est-ce qui se passe?
Dialogue, first time.
Qu'est-ce qui se passe?
Il y a le président.
Je vois pas.
Ah, c'est dommage. Il est avec sa femme.
Dialogue, second time.
Qu'est-ce qui se passe?
Il y a le président.
Je vois pas.
Ah, c'est dommage. Il est avec sa femme.
Dialogue, third time.
Qu'est-ce qui se passe?
Il y a le président.
Je vois pas.
Ah, c'est dommage. Il est avec sa femme.
Let's do the translation, Amri, so we can find out qu'est-ce qui se passe.
Okay, Erika.
All right.
Qu'est-ce qui se passe?
What's going on?
Qu'est-ce qui se passe?
What's happening?
Qu'est-ce qui se passe? Il y a le président.
It's the president.
Il y a le président.
It's the president.
Il y a le président. Je ne vois pas.
I don't see.
Je ne vois pas.
I can't see.
Je ne vois pas. Ah, c'est dommage. Il est avec sa femme.
Oh, that's too bad. He's with his wife.
C'est dommage. Il est avec sa femme.
Oh, too bad. He's with his wife.
Ah, c'est dommage. Il est avec sa femme.
Now, if you don't know why it should be dommage that he's with his wife, don't worry, we'll tell you later.
Yeah, we'll explain to you.
So, Amri, I see some kind of commotion, and I want to go up and find out what's happening. What do I say?
Qu'est-ce qui se passe?
Okay, we're going to learn that as one fixed expression.
Right.
It's very common. Qu'est-ce qui se passe? Whenever there's some kind of a hoopla, like I see you and the rest of the French Pod team huddling, and I'll come over and I'll say, qu'est-ce qui se passe?
Yeah, you're wondering. You want to know.
What's happening? Yeah. Qu'est-ce qui se passe? Well, qu'est-ce qui se passe here? What's the cause of this big crowd?
Il y a le président.
So we have the word for the chief of the country.
Le président.
Here it's le président français, the French president.
Bien sûr.
What's his name, by the way?
Nicolas Sarkozy.
Okay, we're going to talk about him later. Now, in French, if you want to say, oh, it's so-and-so, well, how do you say it?
Il y a.
Now, this literally means there is. There is the president.
Il y a le président.
Tim.
Wow.
Amri, look over there.
Qu'est-ce qui se passe?
Il y a un cute boy.
Ah, I don't care, Erika.
All right, fine. Il y a a cute girl over there for you, Amri.
Where?
Okay, so it would seem that the person is maybe a little short, because...
Je ne vois pas. Yeah, I can see him jumping, you know, like to see him.
Yeah. Qu'est-ce qui se passe?
Qu'est-ce qui...
Je vois pas.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted to say, I see, what do you say?
Je vois.
What if you want to say, I don't see?
Je ne vois pas.
So, je ne vois pas.
Yeah.
But in French, that also means I can't see, right?
That's right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to add the word can't. If you say, je ne vois pas, it means I can't see.
He's not able to see, obviously, yeah. Erika, look over there.
Qu'est-ce qui se passe, Henri?
Il y a un cute guy.
Ah, je ne vois pas.
Oh, tout.
C'est dommage. Now, this expression is great. C'est dommage. This is a super French phrase, and it's important to learn. It means it's too bad.
Mm-hmm.
That's too bad. Oh, c'est dommage.
Yeah, it's very useful.
So, for example, to show sympathy, like, Amri, I just broke my face when this microphone landed on it a couple minutes ago.
Oh, c'est dommage, Erika.
Ah, you went and got food without me?
C'est dommage. You should have been there on time.
Yeah, you can also say it like to rub it in someone's face. Oh, c'est dommage.
Mm-hmm.
But you wouldn't do that now, would you?
Never to you, Erika.
Let's say it in a nice way. Ah, oh, c'est dommage. Why c'est dommage here? What's the big whoop?
Because what? Il est avec sa femme.
Let's look at this from the end, all right? First, we have the last word here.
Femme.
Now, that word means woman.
Mm-hmm.
In French, it also means wife.
Both of them.
Which is funny, because you say, hey, I'm my woman. When you're talking about your wife, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's cute. Okay, so his wife,
So sa femme.
Now I want to say that he's with his wife.
Avec.
So he is with his wife.
Il est avec sa femme.
And the il here refers to le
président.
Right. And the reason it's c'est dommage is because
sa femme is Carla Bruni,
the famous international top model.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Supermodel slash singer slash femme extraordinaire. Uh-huh. We're going to talk a little bit about her later, but first we're going to listen to the dialogue three more times.
Dialogue first time.
Qu'est-ce qui se passe?
Il y a le président.
Je vois pas.
Ah, c'est dommage. Il est avec sa femme.
Dialogue second time.
Qu'est-ce qui se passe?
Il y a le président.
Je vois pas.
Ah, c'est dommage. Il est avec sa femme.
Dialogue third time.
Qu'est-ce qui se passe?
Il y a le président.
Je vois pas.
Ah, c'est dommage. Il est avec sa femme.
Okay, we're back. Now, Amri, qu'est-ce qui se passe avec le président? That would inspire someone to think, say, dommage, to not see him avec sa femme. Now, that was a lot of using the words we had. But that's okay, because you already learned them, so you should be able to understand. What's the big whoop?
Alors, le président Nicolas Sarkozy was elected like a year ago. He got married again a couple of months later.
Yeah, first he divorced his wife while he was le président, right?
Yeah, after he was elected, yeah. And then a couple of
weeks
later, he told everyone that he was about to get married with this model, Carla Bruni.
Yeah, and she's really famous.
And he made a big, it was quite a big thing in France.
It was kind of a scandal, actually.
Yeah, a bit, because it was a bit fast. People say that.
But most of the time in France, people don't care so much about this kind of thing.
No, not as much as somewhere else.
Yeah, like
other countries, maybe. I don't say.
French people tend to say, oh, but you know the private life of the politicians, they do not care, you know.
Yeah, it's their business.
Yeah. And most guys, I think, were jealous of sa femme, his new wife, right?
She's beautiful, it's a fact.
Now it's time for the newbie language learning tip of the day.
Ta-da!
Are you excited for this one? Today it is, follow what goes on in France like this. Go find some news about the president and his wife and things like this, because when you get interested in what's going on there,
sure,
it just inspires you more to want to learn the language.
Definitely.
You know, the language is more than just the words.
Yeah.
It's the country, it's the people, it's what goes on there.
Yeah.
And reading some news sometimes about what's going on in France.
You hear words and stuff and then it'll make you more interested, that's for sure.
Yeah, you might pick up some things.
As well.
Like, oh, that's sa femme. It's always good to have some inspiration to keep you going and motivated to learn French, right? Now, first, let's just do a little review.
Erika, you look a little bit upset. Qu'est-ce qui se passe?
Nothing.
Okay.
How do you say the chief of the country?
Le président.
What if I just saw him over there and I wanted to point it out?
Il y a le président.
Oh, man, why am I so short?
Je ne vois pas.
Right. C'est dommage. How do you say wife?
Femme.
How do you say woman?
Femme. Easy.
Okay. If you have any questions about this lesson, come to FrenchPod.com and please ask us. It would be great to start a conversation about the whole Sarkozy Carla Bruni scandal. And now it's the end of our podcast, Emery.
C'est dommage.
But that's okay. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Au revoir.
Salut.